And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 21st of April, 2012. It's the birthday of the writer Nell Freudenberger, born in New York City, 1975. Graduated from Harvard, turned down a job offer from Random House, spent a year teaching English to teenagers in Thailand, came home, got a job at the New Yorker, wrote a short story about an American woman in Delhi coping with the death of her married Indian lover. It was called Lucky Girls. It was published in The New Yorker, got noticed by people. In 2003, a collection of her stories, Lucky Girls, was published, followed by a novel, The Dissident. Nell Freudenberger, who said, "I think that the practice of writing every day was what made me remember that writing doesn't have anything to do with publishing books. It can be totally separate and private. If you can make that distinction in your head, you can write just the way you always did, even after you start publishing books." It's the birthday of Charlotte Bronte, born in Thornton, England, 1816, grew up with five siblings, including her sisters Emily and Anne, educated at home by their father, Anglican priest, who had a huge library, which the children loved. They mostly educated themselves reading, acting out plays, making up stories about an imaginary kingdom and going for long walks on the moors. Her friend and biographer Elizabeth Gaskell described Charlotte Bronte as a quiet, thoughtful girl, very small in figure, large reddish-brown eyes, crooked mouth, and large nose. Her hands and feet were the smallest I ever saw. When she put her hand in mine, it was like the soft touch of a bird in the middle of my palm. When she was 30, Charlotte Bronte went with her father to Manchester. He underwent cataract surgery. She spent a month with him in a boarding house, nursing him back to health, and it was there that she began writing Jane Eyre. It came out in 1847. It sold well. Within several months, both of her sisters published their first novels. Anne published Agnes Grey. Emily published Wuthering Heights. And then within 8 months, all three of her siblings died. Her brother of tuberculosis, both Emily and Anne of tuberculosis as well. And it's the birthday of John Muir, born in Dunbar, Scotland, 1838. Came to this country when he was 11. He was working as a sawyer in Indianapolis when he had a terrible accident, his right eye pierced by an awl. He thought he might lose his eyesight, and when he did not, he quit his job, left for California, went out to Yosemite, and spent his life traveling and advocating for the preservation of wilderness. Here's a poem for today by Alden Nowlin, entitled Day's End. I have worked since daylight in the hayfields. We walked home at dusk, following the horses. For supper, I ate hot bread and spiced ham, onions and tomatoes. Now I kneel over a basin of cold water, and a woman washes my hair, a strong woman whose knuckles rake my scalp. Her hands smell of soap. I am naked to the waist. She leans her weight against me, laughs huskily when I seize her wrists and try to push away her hands. I am young and strong, but a great weariness is upon me. I would be willing to die now if I were sure that death is sleep. A poem by Alden Nowlin, Day's End, from his selected poems, published by House of Anansi Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.